what's the evidence that the public have no confidence in us? Well, actually, there's very little evidence. The evidence is that the public have a huge amount of confidence in the professions. Rightly or wrongly, they still have a lot of confidence. And look at the Mori polls that have been conducted over the last few years. You can see very clearly here that the medical profession, doctors, consistently rate the highest amongst the profession, the professional occupations. And look to see where journalists and politicians come. Okay? And it's the politicians who are implementing this system. We have to do as we're told. And of course it's the journalists who are having a field day, because as far as they're concerned, we're all murdering, baby organ snatching criminals. And they just love this, and that's how they portray us in the press. But what effect did Shipman, Bristol and Alderhay, because these are constantly thrown in our face as to a reason why we have to have revalidation. These are constantly thrown at us as a reason for why we need to be regulated. And what impact did that have on public confidence? Zero. Okay? So, and that is because patients in their day-to-day interactions with us understand they're getting a quality service. I have no bones about the fact that we perhaps now are living in an era where we have to prove that, but I don't think we need to feel too beleaguered. I think the public do trust us. And of course, I rather love this comment from Ian Bogle, the BMA chair. There is a danger if you keep on saying that public confidence is eroded, it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's not good for patients, doctors, or the NHS.